That's right, it's a time every week where we take a look at some of the hidden gems in our streaming services, present to you some wonderful bingeable content for the weekend and the week ahead. I'm joined in studio right now by two of our wonderful producers, Bruce and Sam. Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning,
Jess. Good morning.
What have we got happening this week?
This week we got two Netflix little things for you to enjoy.
Netflix is, in my opinion, the supreme streaming service. I think they have so much good content on there.
Yeah. Stan doesn't really keep up at this point.
Do love Stan, though.
They have some good originals, but they don't have
great
the
originals.
They don't have the quantity that
Netflix has. They don't, do they? Now, no. Who is kicking us off this morning?
I'm going first. Hope you don't mind, Bruce.
No, I don't.
Beautiful. So I want to guide you through the sprawling maze of stuff about Steve Jobs.
Okay.
There are a ton of documentaries on him to watch and two Hollywood movies.
Okay.
Two within like 2 years of each other.
All right.
One of them's called Steve Jobs and one of them's called Jobs. So it's really confusing.
Okay. Which one are we talking about today?
The one we're talking about today is Steve Jobs.
Okay.
And it came out on Netflix a couple of weeks ago. Perfect place to start.
Beautiful.
So, this is the more recent movie from 2015.
Okay.
And Michael Fassbender stars as Steve Jobs.
Ooh.
Who apparently won out against Tom Cruise and Christian Bale.
Wow.
For that role. It's
I do crazy. Like Fassbender. I've only really seen him in a few things, like Alien. But
yeah, he's perfect in Alien.
God, he's a great actor. Wonderful actor.
But I think Kate Winslet outdoes him. She does an amazing job. There's my little pun there. as head of marketing at Apple and like a foil for Jobs as well.
Okay.
So it's agreed that this is a lot better than the other Steve Jobs movie, which stars Ashton Kutcher. And, yeah, bloody Ashton Kutcher. And details pretty much the... Sorry, I just don't really like him. And
whoa.
I have to lay some beef
right
now.
Why don't you like Ashton Kutcher?
Well, he's just the guy from Punk'd on MTV, and I don't think he's...
But he's also the guy from
actor.
That 70s Show, which was one of the best shows ever.
Yeah, he's a great comedic
and
actor.
And he's
then.
The guy married to Mila Kunis.
That doesn't mean
like,
anything.
I feel like that's an amazing achievement. She's gorgeous.
Yeah, I mean, Ashton Kutcher is very handsome, I'd have to say, as well.
Yeah.
But that Steve Jobs movie, it's not great. It details like pretty much the entire history
it's not
of Apple.
Great. Yeah.
And it doesn't really do the job.
No.
This one that I'm talking about here... it only focuses on 3 points in his life, specifically
okay.
three of his biggest product launches.
All right.
Over a 14-year period. So I think it's the Macintosh, the Next computer, which was a complete failure. That's why I've never heard of it.
Okay.
And then the iMac.
Okay.
So this works wonders for the movie by capturing all of this, the pressure that leads up to these events.
Mm.
You really see how Jobs becomes kind of an alienating figure to his family.
Okay.
To his associates like Steve Wozniak, who's played by Seth Rogen. I love him. And you also see his excessive determination and perfectionism. And I'm pretty sure, like, I'm 100% sure his character is exaggerated for the movie.
Of course.
Yeah. But you can't help but be impressed and a little bit inspired by it as well.
Okay.
It's a beautiful performance there.
And it's cool because this is very recent history as well.
Yeah. It's like 1984 to 1998.
Fantastic.
So lots of nerd talk for all you computer geeks out there.
Who love the OG Macintosh brand.
Yeah. It looks very retro. Even the iMac now looks very retro, even though it was
doesn't
in fact 20 years ago.
Doesn't it?
Looks like, you know, Kazi future kind of stuff.
It does.
And I have to mention, for all the people in front of the camera doing a great job, people behind the camera complimented perfectly. The screenplay was written by Aaron Sorkin. If you've ever seen Moneyball with Brad Pitt, he wrote that. He's well known for fast-paced, dialogue-heavy movies.
Okay.
With like really long shots, and this movie's no different. And it's really... really gets your attention. And of course, it's directed by Danny Boyle, who did Slumdog Millionaire and Trainspotting.
Okay.
These two amazing movies. So yeah, I'd happily recommend it. It's 2 hours long, but it is split into three sections. So you can...
Yeah.
It's really easy to digest that way.
Okay. There's time for pee breaks in there somewhere.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Pee break. Yeah.
All right. I like that. Steve Jobs on Netflix.
Is it Jobs or Steve Jobs? I don't even know.
I think it's
Steve Jobs.
Jobs.
There you go. Look up Steve Jobs. And I think it's the first result anyway. So
okay.
There you
great.
Go.
Steve Jobs.
Steve
I love
Jobs.
Steve Jobs. I worship at the altar of Apple. I'm that person. I hate myself for being that person, but I'm that person. So this movie is very intriguing for me.
Yeah. I mean, this movie is very critical of Apple, actually, how they use like end-to-end control to make sure that you can't use any other products. You have to buy Apple brand products to use their computers.
Yeah.
But
I fall so deep into that rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Everything has to be Apple.
It is a bit ridiculous, you have to admit.
But I love it.
Yeah.
I was still there on launch day to get the new iPhone.
Seriously? You didn't camp out?
No, I was there. Actually, I was going to get the 10 and I was there before the 10 launch day. And then I just thought, I cannot spend $1,800
on a phone that tracks your face in order to make your own emojis.
I couldn't
it's
do
not
it.
Worth it.
So I spent $1,500 on the 8th. So.
Fair enough. And by fair enough, I mean, how could you?
I know, I'm such a loser. But I've been there every launch day for the last like 6 years, getting every second year getting the new iPhone.
I appreciate that. I appreciate your dedication.
I'm ashamed of myself, but let's move on. Bruce, what have you got this week?
Well, continue our shameful plugging of Netflix.
No shame here.
This film is actually one I've been wanting to see for since it came out, but okay. It's just been really hard to access because it was an independent film that played at Sundance.
Oh, nice.
So it's called The Stanford Prison Experiment.
Okay.
So I don't know if you guys heard anything about this.
I haven't.
Nice. It's actually a famous experiment that is actually used in university nowadays in psychology classes. But basically what it was this simulation where they took 25 college students, paid them $15 a day, and created this prison simulation. So 13 were set up as guards and 12 were set up as prisoners.
Okay.
And they basically locked them up in these cells. And at first they were kind of involved in the process, but then they sort of took a step back and just let it unfold. And they just sort of watched it like Big Brother from these cameras.
Oh my God.
So this film is basically a dramatic sort of retelling of that film. And it's really kind of shocking and intense just how quickly things sort of unfold. And that's one of the strongest, I think, qualities of this film is that, you know, you see all these things happening, like people, the guards are abusing the prisoners and just the psychological distress and the things that are happening to these people. And then it just ticks over and says day two. Like it's only been one day. It's amazing how quickly these things start to unfold.
It's like Lord of the Flies style.
Exactly. When these people, it's amazing to see like when the guards sort of, you see it, them realize, they're like, wait, so they literally just have to do everything we tell them to do. And they control them, like they don't feed them, they take away their beds, they make them sleep on the floor, they make them wear these dresses, they basically,
this is intense.
Yeah, they go through the whole process, like they de-louse them, they strip them naked, they make them stand there waiting for processing and things like that.
And this is 100% a true story, right?
It's a true story. And these are young college kids, you know, who just wanted to make some cash over the summer. And then they got like, so the experiment was supposed to last 14 days. And I guess it's kind of a spoiler for the movie, but it only lasted 6 days.
Wow. Yeah.
But they were sleep deprived. They weren't eating. They were exhausted.
This is horrific.
Yeah, being made to do like push-ups constantly and all these kinds of things.
What an interesting social experiment.
Yeah, it's really cool. And the movie's really great because I think it does a really good job of sort of capturing that and just like telling that story in a dramatic way.
Okay. So it's an experiment that really happened, but this is people reenacting it.
That's right. It's reenacting it. So there is some public footage available. I haven't seen any of it yet, but I'm sure you could go on YouTube and see some of the results of the experiments.
Yeah.
So, but it's really interesting how the movie, because the movie sort of just starts off and it's just, you know, a mid shot of just this young kid. And they ask him like, what would you rather be, a guard or a prisoner? And it just cuts through all these kids. And then all of them say prisoner. Like,
really?
No one wants to be a guard.
I guess it sounds like the more interesting option when you're playing make-believe.
Yeah, well, that's what one of the guys says. He's like, well, no one likes guards. He doesn't want to be hated.
Fair enough.
Oh, my God. I would much rather be a guard.
Yeah.
In a prison situation.
In a real prison situation.
Or even a make-believe one. I'm not good under pressure.
Guard? What about you, Sam?
I'd probably go for a prisoner because I just want to see how long I'd last.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you, Bruce?
I'd go prisoner as well.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't, like, there's just certain fantasies that you might have. Like,
okay.
Like, what are you saying, Bruce?
I don't know. Like, if you've ever seen, like, a prison movie, like, you know, Escape from Alcatraz or Shawshank, like, I don't know, the idea of, like, escaping from a prison, being in that
the
situation.
Camaraderie.
Yeah. I mean, I'm crazy. Obviously, it wouldn't be fun. But, yeah, that. Or like,
I'm more thinking, like, Wentworth, where all these prisoners are horribly treated. I want to go home at the end of the day. I just want to go home.
Yeah, I see myself as more like the morally ambiguous, like hard done by kind of guy.
You know,
where the warden is evil and like everyone knows it.
Yeah, sit silently in the corner and then just take over as the leader of the prison. Yeah.
Which would just not what would happen at all. I would just find the biggest, strongest guy and be like, just please take care of me.
Yeah, be my friend. Please be my friend. Can we be best buds? I'll make your friendship bracelet. Let's do this.
Exactly.
Wow, this sounds so interesting.
Yeah, so it's not a movie for the faint-hearted.
No, but I definitely would recommend it because it's really interesting and it sort of gets you to ask those questions about yourself, you know, like, oh, well, I mean, if I was in this situation, I was a guy, like, would I be treating these people in this way? You know, this makes you kind of question your character.
Absolutely.
So if you're not in the mood for questioning your character or human nature and all those kinds of things, then don't watch this movie.
Okay.
Watch Jobs.
Oh, yeah, yeah, perfect. Watch Steve Jobs. You've got a choice.
Oh, there's quite a choice. Gentlemen, we're going to have to leave it there, but thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Jess.
The wonderful Bruce, the wonderful Sam there with two fantastic options for swimming upstream, both on Netflix, one called Steve Jobs, one called The Stanford Prison Experiment. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm getting a nod there. I'm going to jump back into some music for you now. I'll put all the details for those two on the podcast at the end of the show, 2scr.com/weekendbreakfast.